Ki bechinas b'chayr shom ikar bechinas hayira kanam. Because we said it's in that firstborn that you have the greatest concentration of yira. We mentioned every time there's a birth, there's yira associated with it. That first birth is the largest portion of yira associated with it. V'shom ikar bechinas das. In addition, by the firstborn, you also have the highest level of das. Ki nikra b'choyer v'reishis. Because the firstborn is called a b'choyer, and he's called reishis, which is synonymous with shei b'chinas das. The first, the top part of a person is the head, the brain, the seichel. Ki ikar aliyas hayira al yidei hadas kanal. Because the main way that a person is able to elevate the yira, to take it away from the things that it's not supposed to be involved in and elevate it to where it belongs, is through das. That's why the Baal Shem Tov, I think, is the one that said that how does Hashem test a tzaddik? What's Hashem going to do? Blow his head off, knock out his eye and cut off his arm? The tzaddik will say, thank you. He'll say, Hashem, thank you, I know this is only for my good. How does he... So the Baal Shem Tov said, Hashem takes away some of his das. In order for a tzaddik to be tested, Hashem has to remove some of the das. When I'm not playing with a full deck, when I don't have my full brain, then it's possible to experience pain, suffering, and not realize immediately where it's coming from and that it's for my good and get the right message and everything. When the person isn't in their right mind, they're not fully, fully conscious and aware, then they could make that kind of mistake. Alkein tzrichen litnoi lakoyein lakriva lekorban. This is why we give the bechor to the kohen for him to bring it as a sacrifice. Kedei lahaloisim mebchinas behema laodam shuadas, to elevate it from the category of behema to the category of odam, which is das. Dehainu lahalois kol hayiras hanafulois, to elevate all of these wrong kind of fears, shem bechinas behema, which are in the category of behema, lahaloisoi eladas, to elevate it to the category of das, shehu bechinas odam, which is man, human. V'alkein tzrichen litnoi lakoyein, this is why we give it to the koyein, ki hakoyein bebechinas das, because the Torah tells us that the kohanim represent das. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki sifsei koyein yishmeru das. On the lips of the koyein, you find das. V'alkein zoiche hakoyein leshleimus hayira. And this is why the kohanim are the most natural candidates for perfect yira. Kamei shekosuv shama, as the pasuk says there, brisi hoiso itoi. Hashem says about the kohen, my covenant was with him, hachayim v'asholim, life and peace, vo'etneim loy moira v'ayirayini, and I imposed upon him fear, and he fears me, he fears and respects me. So the kohanim are the ones who have the greatest degree of yira for Hashem. V'alkein tzrichen lahovi abchor, v'chein kol hakorbanos lebeis hamikdash. And this is also the reason why we bring the bechor and all of our sacrifices to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash? It's a center of fear. It's a center of respect for Hashem. At kishom mekoyim hayira v'hadas. The Beis HaMikdash is the center for yira and das. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, what did Yaakov Avinu say when he came upon the site of the Beis HaMikdash? Ma noiro hamokoyim hazeh. How awesome is this place? The gam beis hamikdash b'chinas das, and we know the beis hamikdash is also das. K'may shom rabbi senazal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, kol mi sheyesh boi deya keilu nivne beis hamikdash b'yomav. Any person who has das, it's as if the beis hamikdash were built in his time. So we see that the beis hamikdash is a merkaz of yira and das. Which kind of yira? The right kind of yira. There, they're not worried about the electric company and about the IRS. There, the yira is all directed in one direction. It focuses only on Hashem. All the respect is directed only towards Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas kol ha-korbonos. This is the concept behind all the sacrifices that we bring there. V'zeh shekosov shom ba-toyran al. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 185. in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, she'al yedei shemale hayirois hatachtoinois, that by a person taking all of these misplaced yiras and elevating them and plugging them into Hashem, nase bechinas odom, you generate the Odom, Aleph Dalet Mem, as we mentioned earlier when we started the Torah. Rabbeinu Zalveir defines what the Aleph represents, what the Dalet represents, what the Mem represents. Hainu Kanal, this fits in beautifully with what we're saying right now. Ki oile mebechinas behemo li Odom. Because through this process of bringing these sacrifices, the year arises from the level of behemoth to the level of Odom. Kiaf al pi she ikr hashlemus hi hayiro hoel yoino shi halidei hisboinenu salev bigdul osev remembus yisporach. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, even though we mentioned earlier that the main yira, the most important yira, is the yira that comes from a recognition of Hashem's greatness, from realizing how great Hashem is, and thinking in my heart, the Hizboinenus Balev, thinking deeply in my heart. It's not from getting punched or kicked. It comes from introspection, Hizboinenus and Hizboinenus, a person really thinking inside of himself about seeing everything around him and trying to imagine who could possibly, what kind of factory created all of this. We know today, we know that there's a this store, they have so many superstores they call now Kmart. You walk into Kmart and wow, look at this place. You can drive, you need a car to get to go shopping here, to drive. Look how much stuff is here. And to know that that's a micro of what Hashem has done in one city. The cities that Kmart appears in, what about what's on the next block, and the block after that, and the block after that, you know? And that's just one little neighborhood or one little city. It try to multiply that out to a state and a country and a hemisphere. And this whole world is one dot within the universe, within the big picture. What are we talking about? You know, how big Hashem is. So even though that's the real, the best kind of fear and respect, when it's coming from this place of Hizboinenus Halev, Afal Pikin, despite that, Bevadai Yevsher Batchila, Lovoi Tekef Liyiro Ilo Hazois, it is definitely impossible for a person to go straight to that, to go straight to that kind of fear, to a fear that comes from, you know, an understanding and recognition. Utsrichin Liroi Salkolponim, Shiloyiro Yiros Nefulois. And therefore, the person has to at least see to it that they're not misdirecting their yira, they're not taking some of this precious uranium, some of this precious, precious ingredient that we have inside of us, this yira, and misplacing it, directing it to the wrong places. That I have tremendous respect for this one, for this and that, instead of directing it to where it really is appropriate, to Hashem. V'chol dover shemafchidoi, and therefore anything that's scaring the person in any kind of way, yeda v'yovin shehakoil me'ito yisbora. The person should know and realize and understand that it's all from Hashem. V'yoshuv eilov yisborach, and use it as an excuse to return to Hashem. V'yale kol hayirois l'sharoshem, and thereby elevate all of these yirois that are dispersed into all kinds of other things, elevated to its source, leyira milafonav yisbara, to fear Hashem. And so that's number one, gathering up all the different fears and phobias I have for all kinds of gashmias things, and saying, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not afraid of this. This is a mistake. This is my yetzahara trying to make me afraid of this and that. I'm going to gather up those yirois and direct them towards Hashem. Give some time. And then the person will be zocher to go from level to level, and to keep climbing the ladder of getting to higher levels of respect and higher levels of respect, until he's zocher to that higher level yira דהיינו שלא יצטרך עוד להיסור לירה על ידי דבורם התחתונים שנסלב שמנות למהירה מלמעלה. He won't need any of those reminders from down below. He won't need any doctor calls and any IRS calls and any other calls to scare him, to remind him to be afraid and respectful of Hashem. But rather, all of these other things in which the heavenly era has come down to. But rather, Rak Yisoyer Lirosi Agdoyla Me Haskolas Liboy Levad But rather, the person will be inspired to respect Hashem and to fear Hashem just from the understanding that he has in his heart of how great Hashem really is. I remember one of the stories that Reb Michal Zichron Levracha told many times, that the leader, the Breslov leader in Uman, before Reb Michal, the one who was responsible for Rosh Hashanah under communist rule, under the harshest communist rule, the one who used to contact the different people secretly, send letters to them, to organize the Rosh Hashanah gathering in Uman during the 1930s, 40s, 50s, was a man by the name of Reb Zanvel. And Reb Michal described him and his wife as tzaddik and tzidkonius. They were very, very religious, very righteous people, special, special. This Reb Zanvel, in his youth, was an actor. And he was very, very good at it. He knew what, he was tremendously talented. And he got involved in Yiddish theater, which they had at that time, even in Kayano, and performed. And as is known, unfortunately, by most of us who have European parents, from the Holocaust, there, those times, most of the Yiddish theater and that kind of stuff had nothing to do with Yiddish kite, other than to make fun of it, to laugh at and make jokes of the Torah, religion, make fun and mockery and laugh. All the comedy was making fun of religious Jews and religion and all of that. That was the laughs, including Fiddler on the Roof, that some of the things that some of us might have heard of, etc. The themes behind all of this stuff was laughing about the religious people or about religion. So he was in that world, and at some point he made some kind of a mistake, and the Russians threw him in prison. And he told Reb Michal years later that while he was in prison, he had time to think, and he thought about his life, and he said, Hashem, listen to me. I know why I'm here. I know why you put me here. I get the message. If you take me out of here, you will see that I've learned my lesson, and I'm gonna join you. Sure enough, Hashem worked it out that somehow he got out of there, and he did a 180-degree turnaround, and he became an Oyved Hashem superb, to the point where he was the leader of the Breslovers, in the ones under communist rule who still remained, super religious, Torah, mitzvahs, everything, and even organizing Rosh Hashanah. So this is a concept where sometimes Hashem does something to a person, and the only reason Hashem is doing it is to bring me close. He wants me to wake up, to think, and to realize, and to do whatever is within my power to come close to Hashem. And if I don't know what to do, then I say, Hashem, I don't know what to do. We say it every morning in Shacharis. Va'anachnu lo neda manase ki olecha ineinu. Hashem, we don't know what to do. Our eyes are turned to you. Hashem, if you don't tell me, if you don't show me, I'm an animal. Right now, I'm behema. I'm scared of this. I don't know anything. Unless you open my eyes, you give me the das that I need to really know, I'm not going to know. And the person begs Hashem, show me, clarify. Taknenu b'eitza tova. We find our greatest leaders, Dovid HaMelech, begged Hashem for direction, for guidance. Hoireni Hashem darkech onecheinu baruch mishra. Hashem, show me your path. Avram Avinu, when he was searching for Hashem, he searched, he tried by process of elimination. First he thought this was the creator, the sun. Then he thought it was the moon. He went all down the list, and when he finished the list, he said, okay, now I'm finished. Creator, whoever you are, if you're not going to reveal yourself to me, I'm not going to be able to serve you. I want to say thank you. I want to show appreciation. I realize that I'm very fortunate to be alive, to have this body, these eyes and everything. Show me, reveal yourself to me so that I can acknowledge you, so that I can respect you. This is how Avraham Avinu became Avraham Avinu. Hashem did reveal himself to him and Hashem showed him. And this is the example that they set for us. Every one of us needs to know that a Jew in this world is in an ocean. You know, we're swimming and there's no streets. You think you see street signs. Baloney. You can get lost a billion times on one block. And you can get lost in your own house. You can get lost a billion times. Unless Hashem really guides and directs a person. And how does Hashem guide and direct a person? Through the Torah, through the tzaddikim, and through different messages that Hashem sends a person. And when Hashem sends the person a message, if they can't read it, if they can't interpret it, then they have to be honest and say, Hashem, I know that you're sending me messages, but I also know that I'm not capable of interpreting it. And in that case, the person goes to tzaddikim, or the person goes to Hashem and begs Hashem, show me. What can I do? What can I do to be better? I know it's not you, Hashem. I know that it's not like you ran out of money, and it's not like you ran out of health. You have everything to give me. There's no lack of resources up there. If there's anything lacking, it's only in me. It's only in the vessel. Show me how to correct it. Show me how to make the proper kalim to be able to receive the proper shefa.